lessons and three nights at Calvert City, Kentucky, and what they advertised as a three-day revival. During the three nights, we had one baptism. The following Sunday morning, another was baptized. The following Sunday night, another was baptized. On Tuesday morning, a husband and wife were baptized. On Wednesday night, another was baptized. I received a letter from the preacher and a call from one of the elders. There's no way that I could have rejoiced with them if I did not have the information. And there's no way that you as a congregation could rejoice with them and relative to this if you didn't have the information. You see, sometimes when we share information like that, it helps us to be able to rejoice and to think on those things that are of good report. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. How can we do that if we don't have any announcements? If there's been a death in the congregation this week or related to some member of the congregation, we come together and nothing is said about it. How can we weep with those that weep? How can we hurt with those that hurt? If there has been one of our family here who has accomplished something that's outstanding and is rejoicing, or there's the birth of a new baby, as there will be an announcement this morning concerning the new Bolton baby, how can we rejoice with that family if we don't know about it? In Philippians, the second chapter, and verse 26, Paul was talking about the illness of Epaphroditus, expressing his concern and talking to the church at Philippi about how they had been concerned. How can we be concerned about someone who's sick and rejoice when he is better if there's no announcement? In Hebrews 10:25, the passage that is often quoted about our assembling together, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, probably has a lot more to say in the latter part of the verse than we've really thought. He says we assemble to exhort one another. And we usually use that passage to exhort to assemble. The idea is there, but the basic idea of the passage is we assemble to exhort. And he says exhort one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And we believe the day there is a day of persecution, a particular day for those people. How could they exhort one another about it if they didn't know about it? How could they exhort and encourage one another if it was not before them and kept before them so that they knew what was being discussed? In Hebrews 13:3, the writer said, remember those that are in bonds. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:25, brethren, pray for us. Now, how can we remember those that are in bonds if we don't know who's in bonds? How can we be praying this morning for some of our brethren who may be in difficult places in some other parts of the world if we don't know about it? And if we have information,